If you've driven through St. Charles Parish, you may have noticed the house he's building, more than 10 times the size of the average U.S. home. He's a televangelist with worldwide reach, but he's also being investigated by a religious watchdog because Destrehan's Jesse Duplantis appears to be living a life of luxury.
There's more fraud committed in America in the name of God than any other kind of fraud. And that is just not right.
Ole Anthony's been investigating religion since the mid-1980s.
Many of these ministries we investigate at the top are spiritual snake pits. And that's sad.
Anthony heads the Trinity Foundation, a Dallas-based nonprofit that's worked with the FBI, IRS, even the U.S. Senate to report church corruption.
Believe it or not, we're the only group in America that routinely investigates religious fraud.
You're it.
We're it. Why? Because these guys are so terribly litigious. I've been sued so many times I can't even count it anymore.
One of the televangelists Anthony is investigating is local, based in St. Charles Parish.
He said, Jesse, what do you do when, what do you do when you get them big television bills? I said, well, that's easy. Jesus, you got mail? Yeah. It's yours. This ain't my, I wouldn't do that.
Jesse Duplantis is charismatic and has a worldwide following.
What motivates Jesse Duplantis?
Greed.
But it's his apparent luxurious lifestyle that has Ole Anthony criticizing his motives. This is the house Duplantis is building in St. Charles Parish, reportedly one of the largest on the east bank of the river. Construction began in October of 2008. The house has 35,000 square feet of covered space. Inside, there will be 5 bedrooms, more than 7 bathrooms, and a home theater. Parish records show the cost at $3 million. The owner of the house, not Duplantis, but his ministry, Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Donors expect the money to be used for poor and needy, not for huge mansions for the pastor.
Pete Evans works for Ole Anthony at the Trinity Foundation. Both say Duplantis teaches and lives the prosperity gospel.
If you give X amount of dollars, you're going to get that multiplied and given back to you. And so it's kind of a Las Vegas, heavenly Las Vegas in one sense.
According to Duplantis, the gospel has worked for him.
So I'm driving down Highway 167 going toward Lafayette, Louisiana. This is years and years ago. And the Lord, and it was a citation jet that flew over my head. Well, I passed by the airport. And the Lord said, look up. Since you want to see something. And I looked up. And the first thing, he said, I'm going to give you one like that.
Duplantis says the Lord told him he would get his own private plane.
I'm figuring, John, how I'm going to pay for this. How I'm going to sustain this. Because I'm thinking of my Toyota. And the Lord set me free with this statement. Jesse, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I ask you to believe for it.
And years later, Duplantis got that plane. Here's a picture of it. The photographer says he took it in the state of Washington in 2007. And another picture claimed to have been taken in London again in 2007. Duplantis is currently using his third different jet and has been a frequent flyer. Duplantis blocks his flight records, but Fox 8 News managed to get a copy. Since 2000, Duplantis has used his plane nearly 2,500 times, a plane owned by his ministry.
It appears as though, on the surface, as though Duplantis is using his jet to fly, to go on vacation from time to time.
Like in 2009, when Jesse Duplantis Ministries' plane took a 17-day trip to Hawaii, hopping from island to island. We spoke to one airplane operator who has the same jet as Duplantis. By his calculations, this Hawaii trip cost his ministry $40,000 to gas up, fly, and store the plane at the airport in Hawaii for 17 days. Records show he took an 11-day Hawaii trip this year, too, in early March. Jesse Duplantis Ministries' jet has also taken 11 different trips to Las Vegas. He's also been to Canada, England, but the majority of his flights do appear to be for church work.
If a CEO of GM needs a plane, or if a CEO of whatever, that's okay with me. Well, if a CEO of a ministry needs a plane to go preach the gospel and get back to his church, that's okay with me.
Duplantis' congregants say his big house and private plane don't bother them.
That's his personal business.
I think God is blessing him. He gives to people and he gets back. Whatever you give, you get back.
While the church is paying for the house and plane, his parishioners say they don't believe their donations fund his lifestyle.
I don't think church money is going towards that, but I'd love to give to it, because whatever you sow is what you receive. So I'd love a big, beautiful house, and I'd love a plane, too.
The Trinity Foundation says there's no truth behind the prosperity gospel, and Duplantis's actions mirror many televangelists across the country.
Unfortunately, this is becoming more and more common, where the preachers are using, at best, suspicious business dealings to hurt the church and benefit themselves.
A huge home, a plane that's sometimes used for personal use, all benefits the Trinity Foundation says shouldn't be possible for a man of God.
He doesn't believe in the Holy Trinity. He believes in the Holy Quartet, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Him.
That's going to offend a lot of people who believe in Him and go to His church every week.
Well, I know. I know I offend a lot of people. But I'll talk to them in 5 years. Talk to them after the promises didn't work.
Now, if anybody wants to put him down, you guys are going to have to put the congregation down, too.
We called Jesse Duplantis Ministries a few times for this story, trying to get an interview with Duplantis. He never returned our phone calls. Obviously, the church is funded with donations. Also, he does a lot of sales with DVDs mm-hmm. and things like that, so they do make a lot of money with that as well, too.
So you said 35,000 square feet, the house?
That's of actual of covered area in the house. Mm-hmm. The permit says the living area inside is about 22,000 square feet, and there's about 13,000 square feet garage and other covered mm-hmm. areas in the house.
Now, depending upon what kind of explanations there might be, some of what you reported here could have tax implications.
Yeah, and we're not saying anything wrong has been done here. It certainly raises questions, as we brought up in the story, and that's some of the things we're going to talk about actually Thursday night, is possibly some of the tax implications if some of this is not being reported to the IRS. That's going to be Thursday night. We'll talk about that. And then tomorrow